3. Have you wrapped your Christmas presents? Introduction. A. Whereas the most important holiday in China is Spring Festival, also known as the Chinese New Year, America's most popular holiday is Christmas. As Chinese kids get lucky money from their parents and relatives, American children get Christmas presents from Santa Claus.
B. From early November until January, American homes and stores are decorated with Christmas trees and colorful lights. Similarly, Chinese homes are decorated with Spring Festival couplets and streets are full of red lanterns.
C. Easter was borrowed from the pagan festival, celebrating the rebirth of the sun. It was adapted by Christianity to be interpreted as the resurrection of Jesus. One American tradition associated with Easter is the Easter egg hunt. Brightly colored eggs are hidden for children to try to find. Sometimes hidden amongst the other eggs is what we call a lucky egg. If you find the lucky egg, you win a prize.
D. Sending cards for special occasions such as Christmas, New Year, Mother's Day, and birthdays has been an American tradition. But sending cards is less common than before since computers have become so popular.
Sample sentences. 1. Christmas is just around the corner.
2. I can't wait to see my father.
3. We are expected for Christmas.
4. This year, my mother will cook a 25-pound turkey.
5. Is everyone still coming to Christmas dinner at your apartment this year?
6. When will we have the Easter egg hunt?
7. Who is going to play the Easter bunny this year?
8. Are you coming to the New Year's Eve party this year?
9. What time is the hanging of the green at church?
10. Have you put up your Christmas lights in front of the yard yet?
Conversations. 1. Your tree looks beautiful. Do you decorate it this way every year?
Yes, it's a family tradition dating back to my childhood. We use the same lights and ornaments, but of course we have a new tree each year. The children made some of these decorations. Here, you can hang this on one of those high branches.
Well, everything seems to be just about ready. Now all we need is snow. Do you exchange the presents in the morning?
Oh, yes. The kids are too excited to wait. After we clean up the mess, all the empty boxes and the wrapping paper, we have a big breakfast. Then the kids have the whole day to play with their new toys.
And we'll have a great turkey dinner at around 4 o'clock. My brother and his family will be joining us. I look forward to meeting them. Well, it's late, so I'll say good night. I'll see you early tomorrow so I can share your Christmas morning. Good night.
2.
Merry Christmas.
Huh?
I said, Merry Christmas. Don't you know that Christmas is almost here?
It is? Oh, that's nice.
Huh? Didn't you know? Aren't you excited?
Actually, I had forgotten about it.
Forgotten about it? How could you?
Because I'm not Christian. I'm Jewish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. There are so many Christians in America that everybody takes it for granted that I'm Christian.
I guess so. So what do you do around this time of year?
Well, I'll celebrate Hanukkah soon, but that's not as important to us as Christmas is to you. Mainly, I'll just enjoy the holiday break.
Well, would you be horribly offended if I invited you to a Christmas party at my house?
Not at all. A party is a party. I'll be happy to come.
3. So, how's everything going for Christmas?
I've got all the presents I need, and my family is working together to get all the food ready. That's easy, but I have another problem to deal with.
What's that? Don't tell me you've still got Christmas cards to write. It usually takes my wife a month to write all of ours.
No, I did that a long time ago. It's about telling my son the truth about Santa Claus.
He still doesn't know that Santa isn't real? How old is he, 8?
Yes. He's never said anything, so I never told him. But now that he's getting older...
You think it's better that he should be told?
Yes. He's too old to believe in that type of thing. And I'd rather tell him before the kids at school do.
That happened to my oldest girl. She became really upset when her classmates told her Santa wasn't real.
I can understand. I was lucky with my oldest. She figured it out by herself and didn't tell my son.
Well, when you tell him, be gentle. It's hard for kids to find out something like that.
4.
Okay, honey, time to take down the Christmas tree.
Do we have to?
Come on, it's losing needles all the time and the branches are sagging.
It's not that bad. Besides, it really looks nice in that corner. It gives the room a good atmosphere.
A good atmosphere? The tree is falling apart and it's messing up the room.
But it makes the place feel so much like Christmas. I really hate to have to take it down.
But Christmas was 2 weeks ago. It's been there only because we've been too busy to get rid of it.
I know, but it seems like such a shame to have to take it away.
But it's falling apart, and the cat keeps playing with the lower branches.
I know, I know. But it reminds me of the great Christmas we just had. All of us were here. My parents, your parents, the kids, and the cousins. The food was good, and everybody got what they wanted.
Yeah, it was a good Christmas. It won't always be this good, but we can't make it last longer than it should.
Okay, fine. We need to take down the tree.
I'll make a deal with you. We'll leave it up until Sunday, and then we'll take it down after church.
Okay, good.
Words and expressions. 1. Agronomist.
2. Date back to.
3. Ornament.
4. Clean up.
5. Wrapping paper.
6. Christian.
7. Jewish.
8. Offend.
9. Sag.
10. Atmosphere.
11. Make a deal with.